T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First for live team coverage of breaking news, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. More scooters for rent in Wichita. We've got the story.
A Wichita woman has been arrested in the death of her son. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Wichita fire truck involved in a traffic accident. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A quiet start to the morning for us, but we heat up this afternoon. Our full forecast is coming up.
KNSS breaking news a day after banning Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. Israel will allow Tlaib to visit the West Bank.
Israel's interior minister approved a request for Congresswoman Tlaib, who's been critical of Israel, to visit her grandmother in the West Bank on humanitarian grounds. The nation faced backlash after blocking Tlaib on concerns she would promote a boycott campaign.
This is a country that has just made a huge error, I believe, and they're going to probably have to pay the cost of it. A number of my colleagues are very much taken aback by this, very angry by this decision.
The Interior Minister's office says Tlaib has promised she will respect any restrictions and not promote boycotts while in the West Bank. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Police have arrested a woman for the death of her son. 23-year-old Kimberly Compass of Wichita was arrested for felony murder regarding the death of 2-year-old Zayden Janescalagoa.
On May 31st, officers were called to the Sunset Motel in the 2300 block of South Broadway. The boy was found not breathing and was pronounced dead at the scene. New information from the Regional Forensic Science Center led to the arrest. State Representative Michael Capps, a Wichita Republican, says he's working on legislation that may prevent such tragedies from happening again.
We need to be looking to the Department of Children and Families, even to the legislature, which I'm part of, to find solutions so these children can be found, secured, and made safe in loving, nurturing, and supportive homes.
Police say the investigation is ongoing and the case will be presented to the Sedgwick County DA. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita fire truck was involved in an accident with a Sedgwick County dump truck yesterday afternoon at I-235 and K-42 as the trucks collided. There were no injuries, but parts of the roadway were closed for a time during the afternoon drive home.
A second scooter company now has its motorized scooters available for rent on Wichita streets. Mayor Jeff Longwell was asked how residents are reacting to the new scooters so far.
Certainly it's been mixed. There's been some people that have really enjoyed them. There's been some real concerns, and we'll evaluate all of that at the end of this pilot and see if we should continue. We want to make sure that we have something that the community can feel good about and feel safe, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and we'll do that evaluation at a later time.
A third company will soon offer scooters for rent in Wichita.
Authorities in Philadelphia want to know how 36-year-old Maurice Hill managed to obtain 2 guns. Fox Philadelphia's Chris O'Connell reports.
When tear gas was deployed, he came out with his hands up, but in his waistband, another handgun. He was then taken into custody without incident. Police are just trying to deconstruct everything, especially what went on inside that house. They had to clear it with all the tear gas. It took about 18 hours before police could get inside. But now the big question is, how this guy with a career criminal record got his hands on so much weaponry.
Authorities say Hill shot and injured 6 police officers during the incident. All of those officers were treated and released that same evening.
President Trump says a trade war with China won't last long.
Tariffs imposed on Chinese imports to the U.S. are having a negative effect on the Chinese economy, President Trump told reporters.
China's lost millions of jobs. You saw that reported today. Thousands of companies are closing in China.
President Trump says he still believes China wants to make a trade deal. He also praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's leadership and said he thinks Xi can work out in a humane fashion a resolution to months-long violent protests in Hong Kong. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs getting ready for a road preseason game tomorrow evening, and we'll talk about that coming up in sports.
An update on a story regarding a woman caught dumping a bag full of puppies in the trash. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. A former Lawrence, Kansas police officer has been sentenced to 12 months of probation for threatening another driver with a gun on a suburban Kansas City highway in a case of road rage. 35-year-old Jeffrey Brian Holtzman faces up to 5 months in prison if he violates the terms of the probation under the sentence imposed Thursday in Johnson County District Court.
Officials have told the State Board of Education that they will seek an increase in the minimum age in Kansas to purchase tobacco products, including electronic cigarettes, from 18 to 21. Education and health officials say the change is needed because of the drastic increase in young people vaping or using e-cigarettes. With details, Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
The Kansas Association of School Boards told its members Wednesday that a bill to raise the age is being prepared for the 2020 Kansas legislative session, which starts in January. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and Kansas State Department of Education are distributing more information and posters to schools warning about the health dangers of vaping. 22 local governments in Kansas have already raised the age, covering 27% of the state's population, but a state law would cover the entire state.
There is a push to make the National Suicide Hotline easier to reach.
A law passed last year requires the FCC to study assigning a three-digit number similar to 911 for suicide prevention, and the commission says there is overwhelming support for it because it would be easier to get help. Chairman Ajit Pai says he intends to begin the process to make it happen. The move comes as suicide rates are on the rise across the country, up by 30% over the past two decades, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
An update on a story regarding a woman caught dumping a bag full of puppies in the trash.
59-year-old Deborah Colwell of Coachella, California, has changed her plea to guilty after she was caught on camera putting a bag of three-day-old puppies in a trash can. She was sentenced Wednesday to 365 days behind bars. It was changed to 174 days. She gets credit for time already served. One of the terrier mix pups died after they were treated for dehydration. A man passing by heard them crying when he discovered them in the sweltering heat. Another 38 dogs were rescued from her home. John Saucier, Fox News.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Well, let's check the traffic first.
Want to do traffic first?
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little confused over here.
Take a look at traffic
on the
Friday morning commute. We do have fire crews on the scene of a fire in a trash compactor outside of Kohl's. This is in the 6900 block of West Kellogg. You'll see fire crews at that location. That's traffic update. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
But no puppies in that trash container.
Well, we hope not.
Oh, gosh, no. All right, let's check in now with Ron L. Williams at the KSN Storm Tracker 3 Forecast Center. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Friday.
Friday's here. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
You know, I know a lot of people happy about that. But
you know,
we still got to make sure that we just keep an eye on things. I'm sure you may have noticed yesterday evening, Wichita, you know, not getting any storms. So, you know, luckily a lot of those stronger storms definitely missing us, because we had a tornado actually in our viewing area all the way up towards Geary County, briefly dropped a tornado. So those storms definitely were packing a punch. But again, we'll have another potential round by later on this evening. So even though a lot of people happy that it's Friday out there, just continue to keep an eye to the sky. For later on today, it's a 20% chance, going up to 40% once we get into the evening hours. And before that happens, we'll get up to a high of 95. So throughout much of the day, it's just going to be dry and hot out there and slightly humid with a south wind at 8 to 18. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight once that storm chance goes up, some of which could be strong to severe. So that's going to start off in the evening and then continue into the overnight hours. And all forms of severe weather once again being on the table. So that means even an isolated tornado can't rule that out. although it's looking like, once again, closer to northeastern Kansas, that's where we'll have that slightly greater risk. Low of 71 degrees tonight, and then a 20% chance of a shower storm tomorrow. We could wake up to a few leftovers in the morning, but should be a lot weaker. And then we could potentially have another batch of some strong and severe storms during the evening hour Saturday and then going into the overnight. So it's going to be that same time frame that it seems like I've been sounding like a broken record, you know, talking about these threats of storms during the late afternoon, evening, and then overnight hours. We'll see the same thing happen tomorrow. And also the exact same high temperature, high of 95 expected for your Saturday. So just make sure that you're staying weather aware, especially towards the second half of your Saturday. Storm chances going down by Sunday, and then Monday, Tuesday should be storm free, but temperatures going up as those storm chances go down. Looking likely that we'll see some upper 90s towards the start of the upcoming work week. Getting a reminder that it's definitely still summer out there. Right now, 75 degrees with partly cloudy skies. It's dry out there. Southeast wind at 8 miles an hour. Might get the occasional breeze, but I don't expect winds to be all that strong today. Dew point of 68. This time yesterday, we had a dew point of around 63. So, yeah, the humidity definitely on the way back up.
Not unusual for this kind of weather in late August in Kansas, but, I don't recall it's the rain coming like this in waves day after day, but it's a new day and it's a new time, I guess, so.
That's right. Just that pattern that we're in, Steve. Yeah. Just a couple more days and we won't have to worry about that. Just have to worry about, you know, staying cool.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning. We had another warm day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature, 93 degrees, and the normal high for the date is 92. It is Friday with Steve and Ted, and that means Secret Sound Day. Here in the next hour, we're going to play the Secret Sound for you a couple of times, and if you think you know what it is, at 7:50, we'll open the phone lines, and you can call 869-1330. And if you can correctly identify the sound, you could win a couple of large five-topping pizzas of your choice from Papa John's Pizza. And I think we have the first airing of the Secret Sound ready to go right now, Ted. All right. You think you know what that is? Again, it's going to be about 30 minutes from now. We'll open the phone lines. And we'll have hints for you later on, little clues as to what it might be to help you out this morning. Steve and Ted here at 7:15, and let's see what else we got going on. We're talking about the scooters, Ted, and 500 more of them for rent. So we're up to what now? 1,000 scooters for rent here in Wichita. And as again, the mayor is saying, it's really more or less a pilot program, an experiment to see how they're doing. There are a couple of cities that have backed off and pretty much banned them because they've had some problems with traffic and so forth. And that's what we're looking at here. We don't want anything. We don't want it to be dangerous for anybody, so they're keeping an eye on the situation. And if you don't behave by the rules, you're going to be fined. I can't remember, what was the fine, Ted? About $90 or something for violators of the scooter law. So, scooter news going on this morning with Steve and Ted, 7:15. It's school began this week, and I've got four of them. Four grandkids in school this week and going back to school, and everything seems to be going okay. I've talked with them all, and nobody's really getting them a lot of homework just yet, but that's going to start, I'm sure, as we get into the week and into the school year. But, hey, it's a big time for kids going back to school. Hey, got a birthday today, and Jen Ray's having a birthday, Ted. Of course, this is the woman who owns the Monarch.
Yes.
And one of our supporters, one of our advertisers, and then before that, before she became an advertiser, we still knew her and went to the Monarch. And I go down there as frequently as I can. It's right there in the Delano district, right on the roundy round there, right across from another good friend of ours, Jack Kellogg.
Great location.
Jack's. Yeah. But Jen took that thing over, and it's it looks like an old garage. It's got garage doors on it there, and it's been several things in that space over the years, but she's taken it over and she's put it in a great eating place, but also they concentrate on great beverages,
mm-hmm,
whiskeys, bourbons, and so forth. And she's having a birthday, and Jen, we don't we'll scrape together something, maybe send you a brand new car or something, courtesy of Steve and Ted today. Think so, Ted? No, I don't think so, but she is a great person and we appreciate that, and happy birthday to Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Jen Ray. All right, coming up on 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And a time for sports with Ted Woodward. And we've got another big Chiefs weekend coming up, Ted.
Yes, preseason game number 2 for the Kansas City Chiefs. This one will be on the road as the Chiefs go to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. And the Chiefs are a 2.5-point favorite in this one. It is expected to be the highest-scoring preseason game this weekend. Chiefs-Steelers. And the Mitch Holtis and his broadcast team will be on the air at 5 p.m. for coverage tomorrow. And the game will kick off at about 6:30 tomorrow evening. Of course, that is right here on your radio home of the Kansas City Chiefs. That's 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. So make sure you're here tomorrow night for Chiefs football preseason game number 2. Chiefs and the Steelers. The Kansas City Royals in Major League Baseball have a home weekend up at Kauffman Stadium. It's a rematch of the 2015 World Series. The Mets and the Royals go at it this weekend. Kansas City, 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The Royals and the Mets, all those games live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Major League Baseball will kind of go back to the kids a little bit on Sunday evening. It's the annual Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Two Major League teams squaring off. The Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates will play in Williamsport, PA. The Little League Classic this year. That'll be 6 o'clock Sunday evening, and you can listen to that one live on Sports Radio KFH. We do have college volleyball this weekend here in Wichita. That's right. Wichita State has an exhibition match tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock at Coke Arena, against a little team called the Kansas Jayhawks.
Ooh, yeah.
Anytime the Shockers and the Jayhawks get together in just about
anything,
any sport,
you know,
things notch up a little bit.
Yep.
And these teams don't meet very often in volleyball. So this is, even though it's an exhibition, I think it will be fairly intense.
I wonder if how many families in town are like mine. My daughter graduated from Wichita State and my son graduated from KU.
I think there are a lot of families like
that. We don't get into it very much. It's a couple of great universities, though. Yeah.
So we'll look forward to exhibition volleyball, the Shockers and the Jayhawks, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Coke Arena. Don't forget the Kansas City Chiefs right here tomorrow evening on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up 1 hour from now at 8:15 this morning, our daily visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, as we preview the game and find out how training camp shaped up in St. Joseph, Missouri yesterday on the final day up at St. Joe. So we'll be talking with Mitch 1 hour from now at about 8:15.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we became the radio voice in Wichita of the Kansas City Chiefs, which you and I had been lobbying for years, because we already knew Mitch.
Yep,
and we became a friend of his, and we had him on the air for a long time before the Chiefs were actually, we became the home of the Chiefs. But then it is exciting to have him on the radio here and have Mitch with us every day during here in training camp time. During the season, every Friday.
Right. Every Friday morning once the season begins.
Yeah.
And don't forget that a week and a half away from Mitch Holtis and his appearance in Wichita, big Kansas City Chiefs pep rally at Chicken and Pickle in Northeast Wichita.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Steve and Ted there. We're going to have VIPs, going to have former players, going to have Mitch Holtis.
A couple of balloons.
And tons of Chiefs fans. That'll be a huge event. And we want you to be there. If you want to sign up, please register at chickenandpickle.com/Wichita. And we'd love to see you there. We're going to have a good time. That is the evening of Monday, August 26th.
That's going to be fun.
So we're looking forward to that. We're a week and a half out.
You bet.
There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
At 7:21 now, keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A House leader's memo should raise eyebrows, says Rush. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.